You know, I think the last time we checked in with Kevin Lavelle, who's the founder of Mizzen and Main, the shirt company, some golfer, like on at the, I think at, you know, maybe at Augusta, was wearing one of his shirts and he was getting all sorts of free advertising. Well, he's been out of the shirt business for a long time, but you can't keep a good entrepreneur down. Now he's back and he's in the baby monitor industry. Kevin Lavelle joins us right now as CEO and co-founder of, help me out, Harbor? Is that right?
Harbor, yes.
It's just good to have you back.
I'm so glad to reconnect. And yes, it was Phil Mickelson playing golf at Augusta National with Tiger Woods on Tuesday of the practice round in 2018, and that was caused quite a stir. Let me say one of the more unforgettable moments of being an entrepreneur.
So tell me about Harbor and the baby monitor business. And like I said, this is just, you're an entrepreneur. And yeah, you like to do businesses and startups, right?
I like to try to solve problems that I have experienced that can make other people's lives better or easier or some combination of the above. So I had an incredible experience building Mizzen and Main. And along that ride, my first child was born, my son, Jack. And I went out and did some research and supposedly the best baby monitor on the market was it's a Wi-Fi camera with an app on your phone. And I woke up one morning to discover that the app on my phone had crashed. And so old school monitors, you've got like a little camera and a little 5-inch LCD right. screen if you have a video monitor. Well, this required you to run an app on your phone. And I woke up one morning and the app had crashed. And thankfully, my son was fine. And we went out and then bought one of those old school monitors because we wanted that reliability and knowledge that if we lost connection, we would be alerted. 7 years later, no one has built a better product and wanted to do so. So Harbor, at its core, it's a camera and a 10-inch tablet, a high-quality tablet, that connect directly to each other with or without internet.
So you don't have to worry about Wi-Fi crashing in the middle of the night.
Correct. So if you are home, your camera and your tablet communicate directly with each other. Don't use internet. Don't use Wi-Fi if they don't need to. But then you also get the best of the cloud. So both devices also connect to the cloud. So if you are out to dinner with your spouse and you want to check in that the nanny or the babysitter put the kid down appropriately, if you want to look in on, I've traveled for years. If I'm traveling and I want to look in on my kid sleeping, I can open up the app and I can look in. So you get the best of both worlds. But importantly, unlike any of the Wi-Fi camera systems that are out there today, you have a dedicated device that connects directly to the camera and will proactively alert you if your power goes out, if your monitor loses connection. If any of those things happen, your monitor will blare an alert at you so you know that you're no longer monitoring your child. And that sense of awareness is something that basically all these other products have just fundamentally lacked.
You know, I can say, I mean, this is the most logical thing in the world. And actually, as a parent, I can acknowledge that. And I can see as an entrepreneur, you sit down maybe on the back of an envelope, you can write down all these characteristics. But how do you execute it? I mean, you've got to have engineers, you have to have manufacturing. Yeah. Taking that to a product that you're about ready to ship, that's a long road, isn't it?
It's been a very different journey building Mizzen and Main versus building Harbor. And so, I mean, just very briefly with Mizzen and Main, I toyed around with this idea for a long time, decided ultimately I started doing some research, I got some fabric, made a lot of phone calls, and I was able to produce the first 1,000 units of Mizzen and Main with basically just a lot of phone calls and myself. I sort of figured it out. And then I went out and sold, you know, shirts out of the back of my car and did everything I could just to get the product out there. With Harbor, we have been working on this for over 18 months. We have a team, 4 full stack developers on the team. We have another probably 15 contractors doing various types of work up and down the kind of development stack. We have it's called an ODM, original design manufacturer, for the camera and also one for the tablet. And the development time for all of this is ultimately will be over 18 months to build this product. And the challenge with building something like this is it's 18 months of zero revenue.
Right.
where you're able to begin shipping the product. And so
Except that
it's
all
why.
those people want to get paid along the way, don't they?
So, I mean, it has required, we've raised venture capital, and it has required very significant upfront investment because the product has to be perfect and it has to be something that parents can rely upon. And one of the other decisions we made along the way was our product and our chips, the silicon inside the devices, are made outside of China. And we feel like that is something that parents have appropriately expressed their concern about along the way. And it means that there is no backdoor access to these devices. We're end-to-end encrypted. We know where they're made, and we've worked on the firmware ourselves. And that means parents can rest easy knowing that their devices are secure.
So as I looked at the model, and it sounds fabulous, but it sounds like you've got some evergreen income in there too, because it's a subscription model, right?
We are selling the product as a 2-year membership model. So for $28 a month for 2 years, you get a camera, a tablet, and all of our features and all of the software that comes with the device, including we will continue to roll out and improve the product over time. And I mean, the easiest way people are sort of used to this, when you subscribe to software like Zoom or Google Meet, they continually improve the
Right,
product just
yeah.
based on your normal membership or subscription. Separately, we also are releasing a sleep training program, a remote night nanny product where we will remotely monitor your children when you ask us to. We cannot see your product or stream unless you grant us access. But for $20 a night, we will have a remote night nanny, an expert with pediatric nursing experience, control the volume on your monitor for you so that you can sleep and only wake up when it's time for you to take action.
That's
So if your
genius.
child, yeah, go ahead.
Does anybody do that? That's genius.
Oh, this is, it's not possible to do it unless you have your own hardware, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to effectively alert parents at any measure of scale. You could have one night nanny remotely monitor one family, but we will be able to do this with many, many, many families. Each night nanny will work with, you know, five, six, seven families at the same time eventually. And what this allows us to do is really democratize access to sleep expertise. Most families could never afford any type of eyes-on or hands-on sleep coaching because it's just so expensive. In a city like Dallas, we're talking $400 a night or more to have someone come into your house and help you overnight, just given the nature of night shift work and, you know, someone else is coming into your house. And so we are looking to standardize this. And we know some parents won't be interested and they'll just want our baby monitor
Yeah.
product, and that's great. But for some parents who say, I would love some help and I would do anything to get sleep, we've done this with about a dozen families so far, and it's been life-changing for the families that we've
So
worked with.
you're in the process, you're testing the product right now, right? When will you ship?
Our first 100 units, we sold out of that allocation in about 24 hours. Our first 100 units will ship in June, and then we will begin shipping from the full production line in the late summer time frame, and that's when that next batch of product will be out.
You know, from a marketing standpoint, that's a delicate balance, isn't it? To creating demand for something that you can't fill. You've got to pace yourself.
It's a fine line. It's a fine line, but ultimately, given the nature of producing physical product, understanding demand as far ahead of time as possible is a key aspect here, because we have to pay for the product far ahead of it shipping as a new manufacturer. That's a unique challenge of building up a new product line, is manufacturers want to get paid far before they shoulder an ounce of risk on their side. And so understanding our demand with waitlist and presale helps us ensure that we are producing enough product within a short enough time frame. Ultimately, we have a waitlist right now. It's a $25 refundable deposit here in April of 2024. We will begin pre-selling the product this spring. So right now it's just a $25 deposit, similar to what, you know, Tesla has done with their cars in the past, you know, $200 deposit for a Tesla to get it sometime next year.
And to get some
And
sense of demand, I guess.
it's a sense of demand and also helpful from aligning resources for where you want to build your supply chain to.
So you've got a split screen, so if you have two kids, you can monitor two kids at the same time.
You can monitor up to four kids at the same time, and you can control the zoom and the volume of each feed independently, which has never been possible before either. And you know, I will tell you, we have a 5 and a 7-year-old, so they've just aged out of the need for any of this product. But With the old school Motorola devices, as an example, you could watch two kids on one screen, but you could never listen to two audio streams at the same time. So the audio would cycle back and forth. So if one kid's screaming and the other's silent, you get scream for 2 seconds, silence for 2 seconds, scream for 2 seconds, silence for 2 seconds. And I will just say that is one of the more challenging aspects to kind of survive as a parent at 2 a.m. And so we're trying to make it to where you as a parent can control the level of, notifications and awareness that you want to have. And ultimately we'll be there for guidance, but we're empowering parents to be able to get more sleep.
Well, this it's a great concept. It's going to be fun to watch this grow out and see what the end game is. But you've been down this road before, so you have some sense of what to expect. Harbor is the product. I guess you can go on the website and see it, right?
Yeah, harbor.co, harbor.co. And on all the socials, we are at Harbor Sleep.
And Kevin Lavelle is the co-founder and CEO of Harbor. We wish you a lot of luck. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, David. Always appreciate being able to share a story.
See if we can find a golfer that can use this. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.